The new chairman of both political parties are working toward future elections. Democrat Howard Dean is traveling to states that Republicans carried in 2004. Republican Ken Melman is speaking to African Americans. Melman met us in his new office just downhill from the Capitol that his party controls. He spoke of a group of voters who gave President Bush only 11% of their votes.
My message is give us a chance and we'll give you a choice. What I'm hearing is folks who recognize that the African-American community is not well served when one political party, the Democrats, too often takes their votes for granted and assumes them, and another party, the Republicans, don't compete hard enough for their votes. What I'm here to say is the party of Lincoln, no matter how well we do in elections, won't be whole until we get more African-American support, and we're competing hard for it.
On this question of trust, you mentioned the party of Lincoln. This is also the party that made a historic calculation in the 1960s to welcome former Democrats who had opposed civil rights. Do you think it is necessary for your party to acknowledge that a mistake was made?
I think that our party hasn't done enough in explaining our positions to the African-American community. That's what I intend to try to do.
President Bush, in his arguments for changing Social Security, one of his arguments for private or personal accounts, as you refer to them, is that African-Americans have a shorter life expectancy. Therefore, under the current system, they get less money under Social Security, and if there was an individual investment account, there'd be something to leave their children. Are you saying that you don't expect anything to be done about the factors that cause African-Americans to have shorter life expectancies,
well,
such as healthcare?
Well, obviously the president is very committed to helping to reduce the gap, not only when it comes to home ownership, and not only when it comes to income, and not only when it comes to education, but to healthcare. But there's something else we need to do. There's another gap that this personal retirement account concept addresses. And the gap is the gap in savings. Giving that option to every poor person, the same option that's available to every rich person, will do an incredible amount, in my judgment, to reduce the disparity that too often exists between the wealth of the African American household and the wealth of the white household.
The president has said in recent days he would be willing to consider a form of a tax increase in order to finance some of the changes in Social Security. The amount that affluent Americans pay in Social Security taxes would increase substantially under that suggestion if it became law. Why didn't he talk about that before the election?
I don't think that what he said recently is different than what he said before. He has said there are certain bright lines that are absolutely off the table. He was asked a specific question on this other issue, and what he said is that's not one of the bright lines he has, and he therefore welcomes Democrats and Republicans with ideas come to the table. He's open-minded. He wants to work with everybody on a proposal, on a solution.
This is a proposal that would cause some Americans over time to pay substantially more. This is a president who during the campaign said repeatedly he was against tax increases and attacked his opponent and called him a tax raiser.
And
how does he get around
to
this new position?
Well, I think we don't know what the overall plan's going to look like. There are a lot of proposals. Ultimately, you need to look at this from the perspective of what is the net effect in terms of the tax rate. To say that the president came out for a net tax increase, in my judgment, misrepresents what the president said.
Some conservatives have been against Social Security for many, many years on philosophical grounds. Is that part of the reason that Democrats are having so much trouble trusting what the president says? Because the goal here for some is to eliminate a Democratic New Deal program because of what it is.
I wouldn't want to be in the place where I, as a Democrat, said to a young person, I traded your long-term retirement security for a short-term political gain for me. And I wouldn't want to have to explain to voters why it is that I, as a member of Congress, along with every federal worker, has the option of setting up a personal retirement account, but that same option is not good enough for that voter.
Republican Party Chairman Ken Melman spoke in his Washington office. We've also extended an invitation, by the way, to Democrat Howard Dean.